You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Around mid-September this year, the coalition government issued a directive to departments across the public sector to refocus the delivery of services so that they would be prioritized on the basis of need instead of race. In line with this, the government scrapped a policy requiring government agencies to ensure at least 8% of their annual procurement contracts were awarded to Maori businesses, as well as a Hawke's Bay Health Initiative granting free GP visits to young Maori and Pasifika. The decision has been criticized by experts and members of the public who say that ethnicity-focused initiatives are needed to address health and wealth gaps between certain ethnic groups and the wider population of Aotearoa. I spoke to Claire Mills, a senior lecturer at Te Kupinga Hauora Māori, the Department of Māori Health at the University of Auckland, and a medical specialist trained in public and population health to discuss why ethnicity-focused health initiatives are necessary. So to start off, why should the government roll back its initiative to provide services based on need instead of race?
Well, because they've got it wrong, basically. There's very good evidence that ethnicity-based targeting in health is actually the best way of analysing need. And that's because ethnicity in Aotearoa is really a marker for the discrimination which distributes what determines our health in Aotearoa, and that is along ethnic lines. So I guess what we're saying is that there's a mountain of evidence out there demonstrating higher Māori health need, and in fact the problem is there's not enough initiatives to specifically target that.
Can you tell us about why ethnicity is a good indicator of need and the evidence to back that up as well?
Well, we have big ethnic inequities in Aotearoa. For those of you who don't work in health, it's maybe not so evident, but for example, the life expectancy gap is still 6.6 years between Māori and non-Māori. And in Taitokerau, where I live, it's even bigger. It's 8.2 years for men and 7.4 years for women. We have a lot of evidence that Māori experience less privilege in terms of income, wealth, education, for example. And you will have seen the Ministry of Education has just put out a report indicating that even when you adjust for things like socioeconomic status, Māori are less likely to get university entrance, for example, than non-Māori. We also have a heap of evidence in New Zealand, whether it's around things like surgery or cardiovascular interventions or primary care and asthma care, that Māori are more likely to be underserviced and receive poorer quality of care. So ethnicity, in fact, is a very good marker of need in Aotearoa, and it's much better in most ways than something like NZDEP, which is a New Zealand socioeconomic status indicator, or rurality, because even if you adjust for all of those things, ethnicity, and especially Māori ethnicity, is the strongest predictor of mortality, for example, that we could prevent things like cardiovascular disease or lung cancer. So it's really important, in fact, that we use the science-based evidence to allocate our, you know, scarce health resources the best way. And so not using ethnicity as an indicator, as a marker, actually risks harm to people and wastes money.
So based on that, how would you respond to statements from MPs like Nicola Willis saying that the general services would be able to target the needs of all New Zealanders and that specialised services for specific ethnicities aren't needed?
Well, it would be great if they did, of course. I think we all want to go to, you know, health providers or hospitals when we're ill and expect to get the best care that we need. Unfortunately, there's, again, a mountain of evidence that just does not happen. And so we actually need to have specific targeted interventions to address this need, because the mainstream system does not work adequately for that. And I've got mountains of experience in Taitokerau which reflects that as well. So I think it's not that the mainstream system shouldn't be trying a whole lot harder and doing better to serve everybody, recognising that there are inequities and that there are different needs. But there are also a big need, and it's, I would say, also under Te Tiriti, a right for Māori to have Māori-specific services.
So would a needs-based health focus result in a better allocation of health resources?
Well, as I said at the beginning, if you do a robust analysis of needs, ethnicity is the best indicator of that need. So we would argue that saying that there needs to be more analysis or putting more obstacles to actually designing interventions which will target need on the basis of ethnicity is wasteful, because if you look at the evidence, ethnicity is the strongest predictor.
So if the new directive wouldn't improve the allocation of resources in the health sector, why do you think the government might be trying to get rid of ethnicity-based health focuses?
Well, I guess you need to ask them. I would say that, apart from it being part of a coalition agreement, it really is, I would say, sort of dog whistling to people who think that everything should be sort of colourblind and that we're all New Zealanders. The fact is that the experience for Māori in health and in other systems in Aotearoa has been different and is different. And, you know, that reflects our colonial history, but also the impacts of our colonial society today. So I think that it's unrealistic to think that this kind of initiative from the government is going to change things. It's going to make it worse, because it's going to make it harder for resources to be allocated in the most efficient way. We have very real health inequities in Aotearoa, and these are the things that are unjust and unfair and avoidable. They're not things that we can't do something about. We have plenty of evidence for them. We have plenty of evidence for why they exist. And there have been successful initiatives that have, if you like, evened up the experience for Māori and non-Māori. But we need a lot more investment in those, because those inequities are very persistent, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of anti-racism work as well, I think, before we can say that we've got a system that works for everybody.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.